We now continue in our service with the prayers of the church. Please rise. Just to highlight one thing in the prayers this morning, we are going to uplift mothers, soon-to-be mothers in our church, Logan and Paulina. Garvin are expecting very shortly. Want to pray for healthy delivery. Also for Kylie, the birth mother of Brian and Callie Santoras, the baby that they will be adopting. And also for Alicia Olson, who is in the last few weeks of her pregnancy as well. We'll uplift Alicia, and please pass that along to her this morning, Pam. And as well as the people of Puerto Rico in our prayers. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, you have given us the promise that our faith is sustained by you and your work. As we are often tempted to rely on faith in ourselves rather than in you, guide us with your Spirit to trust confidently in you. In joyous duty as your faithful servants, we pray. Lord, in your mercy. Ever present, Lord, throughout time you spoke your word and used people to bring encouragement to those in need. Strengthen our faith to trust that you will answer our prayers and await patiently for your will to be done. In joyous duty as your servants, we pray. Lord, have mercy. Ever comforting Lord, physician of body and soul, we lift up to you those who suffer in any way. Strengthen them with your Spirit and keep them firm in their faith. Lord, we especially pray for the mothers that are expecting. We pray for Logan and Paulina, for Kylie, and also for the Olson family, especially Alicia in the days ahead and Zebedee. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we also remember those in our prayer list this morning, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Dawn, Blake, Johanna, Rachel, Dawn and Peggy. Also Cynthia, Jim and Donna, Raleigh, Monique, and the Glather family. In joyous duty as your servants, we pray, Lord, have mercy. Increase the generosity and sincerity of forgiveness among your people, that we may enjoy an enriched fellowship marked not by dissension, but by the righteousness of Christ. In fellowship at this altar, prepare our hearts and minds to receive what has been given and shed for us in the body and blood of Jesus our Lord. In joyous duty as your servants, we pray, Lord, have mercy. And Lord, we especially uplift this morning those who are suffering the effects of the hurricane that went through Puerto Rico. May the supplies get to those that are in need. Bless those who have positions of authority to make sure that that process works in a way to bring restoration and help to those in need. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my body, which is shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All are invited to the table. You may be seated.